You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. A new museum exhibit in Appleton is trying to shine a light on a persistent problem in that area, one that doesn't always get a lot of attention. It's called Invisible, Homelessness in Appleton, and it features over 150 photographs taken by people in the area who are homeless or are living on the edge of homelessness.
The photos aim to give a voice to those who can be overlooked by society and paint a picture of what homelessness actually looks like in the area. In addition, the groups behind the exhibit hope it's going to spark a broader discussion about the issue as well as bring about action from the community.
We have two guests with us now to talk about the exhibit. Nick Hoffman is chief curator of the History Museum at the Castle, where the exhibit is up and running. Nick, hello.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Also, Jennifer Dieter is with us. She's community relations director for Homeless Connections, a group committed to helping the homeless and those at risk of homelessness in the Fox Valley community. She collaborated on this new exhibit. Jennifer, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, I think a lot of people might think of homelessness as a big city only problem, but you point out in the exhibit that that's not the case. So Jennifer, let's start with you. How prevalent is homelessness in the Fox cities?
Well, the statistic we often give is about 350 people are homeless on any given night in the Fox cities. However, a recent research project that we did called Project Rush, the research to understand and solve homelessness, shows that the issue is much broader. We're now seeing many people who are on the verge of homelessness or who are doubled up for economic reasons. So while 350 is the number on paper, that issue is becoming more and more large here in the Fox cities.
And Nick, in this exhibit, you wanted people experiencing homelessness in the Fox cities to be able to actually tell their own stories through these photos. How did you make that happen?
Well, about in November, we started a photojournalism project where people who were experiencing homelessness or living on the edge of homelessness were given disposable cameras and journals to tell any sort of story they wanted to related to their experiences. So that's the main narrative of the exhibit, is people in their own words explaining their conditions in Appleton.
And what kind of things did they come back with?
Well, it's really fascinating. There's a lot of patterns that come forward, things talking about policing, places where you can go for help. A lot of people just added some humor, talking about interesting things they experience and see every day on the streets of Appleton. So it's just a really fascinating story. It's filled with humor. There's some sadness, but it really gives us an idea of what people see and do in Appleton who are struggling with housing.
Jennifer, were the photographers, people who are homeless or at risk of homelessness, reluctant to share their experiences at first, or did they really embrace this opportunity?
We had about 50 cameras out with people who are experiencing homelessness, and 18 cameras came back that we were able to use for the exhibit. I think some people were hesitant to take that step, but I think a lot of people liked to have the opportunity to share their story and to really show what homelessness is like through their eyes, and they look at it as a way to add humanity to the issue. And so we tried to share that it was their opportunity to really show what homelessness is like in our community through their eyes versus just a number or statistic.
Yeah, and Jennifer, I wanted to ask about that. I think when any of us hear the word homeless or hear about homelessness, I think an image pops up of who that is, what the life is like. Do you see a diversity of experience, a range of personality and what the meaning of homelessness is for the different people who participated?
We really do. We always say that homelessness can really touch anyone, that nobody is immune from homelessness. So it affects the elderly, it affects newborn babies, and anyone and everyone in between. And so I think oftentimes people don't think of families being homeless in our community, when in actuality at Homeless Connections we served about 98 families last year. And so I think this exhibit points to the different experiences and the different views of what homelessness looks like and how people tackle that issue in different ways.
Nick, this exhibit, of course, has the pictures, but they're also captioned. Where do the captions and descriptions come from?
It comes from their own words, those photo journals. And so it really richly tells the stories that are behind every image that's in the exhibit. And we printed them off, their photo journals, in these long narratives. So you can follow their journey through the city as they went around with their cameras.
And I saw one, there's just a couple posted on the website of a park with some benches, and there was a caption something like, "This is where I go to kind of catch up when it all just, it's too much, when it all overtakes me," something like that. I don't have the exact words. Do you see a lot of really just personal details about what this place, what this image means to the person who took the picture?
Yeah, every single image really just has a powerful story. And I think, as Jennifer said, the great part about this exhibit is that the camera is turned on the community instead of the people who are experiencing homelessness. So for people who live in our area, this is the Fox Cities through a whole different lens. And it's a really important exhibit for people to see and experience and learn about homelessness in our area.
Jennifer, yeah, seeing these pictures that came back from homeless people, did it give you new insights to the way they experience the Fox Cities and maybe the ways that your organization can work with them and work with the community?
It definitely did. I know when we were looking at some of the captions, we had some debates about whether or not to include the information because some of it could be controversial or could maybe impact how people view homelessness. And so we decided to leave it all out there for conversation, and I think it's going to lead to more conversations on how to tackle this issue and how to really help people who are struggling with homelessness.
Does this point toward needs for homeless people that might not be obvious to the community at large, Jennifer?
The needs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's definitely a broader conversation that needs to happen. It's a multifaceted issue. You'll see people who are struggling with mental health, with physical health issues, who can't afford health care. You're going to see people who aren't able to find affordable housing. You're going to find people who are struggling with substance abuse, who have had traumatic experiences in their lives. So you see an entire spectrum of things that have led to homelessness, and many people are facing these barriers at the same time. And so it's a very complex issue. And I think as a community, we really need to tackle many needs at once. We can't just look at one root cause of homelessness.
Nick, can you walk us through the exhibit a little? We go and we visit the History Museum at the castle. We go to the exhibit area. What do we see?
Well, the whole exhibit is actually divided into this broad spectrum of housing, from individuals first who you'll encounter who are in many ways living on the streets or at some of our things like the warming shelter in Appleton. And it goes through the entire spectrum and ends with individuals who actually found stable housing while they were participating in this project. And each exhibit panel that actually has the narrative on it, it releases some of the data from studies that have been done in our area, also is partnered with data that we tried to scrounge up from the past. So I think a lot of people in Appleton think that homelessness is a new issue, but as this exhibit illustrates with its history, that it goes all the way back to the origins of the city. So I hope people who are walking away will see this as a continual issue that we have to work on in our city.
Jennifer, this is titled, this exhibit is Invisible Homelessness in Appleton. Is that part of the goal to make it more visible?
That's correct. That was our entire goal of the exhibit. We conducted this research. We have this data, but the community still really doesn't have an understanding of homelessness and those individual stories. And so this idea is to bring homelessness out of the shadows and into the light. Oftentimes we're told that homelessness doesn't exist in our community because people can't see it. And so we want people to be able to see that homelessness does exist and it's not just a big city issue.
Now, Nick, I know at the museum you probably can't follow patrons around and look over their shoulder and listen too closely, but have you gotten a sense of the kind of response people are having as they see this exhibit?
Yeah, the last thing that people encounter in the exhibit is a question about how do we solve homelessness in our area. So we get visitor feedback through that. They get to share their ideas and contribute to this broader story, too. And already we have about 30 to 40 responses since the exhibit opened a few weeks ago. It's really a fascinating debate to see people contribute their thoughts to the issue.
And Jennifer, a lot of times when an artist focuses in on a part of their world, it changes how they see it. Do you see anything like that from the homeless people or people near homelessness who took these pictures? Are they seeing their own community in a different way now?
I think they are. I think that it was an opportunity for them to really think about the things that mattered to them and to put that narrative together. And I feel like the people that participated took great pride in the work that they did and feel proud that their story is in a museum for 2 years. And so I think that it gave them a voice when they otherwise wouldn't have a voice, and also gave them a new perspective on their own situation and let them sit down and really reflect on that.
Nick, I understand the exhibit's going to be on display at the museum for the next 2 years at least, but it's also going to have a traveling component. What happens in that?
Yeah, it's a smaller version of the exhibit, but still has a lot of the same historical and contemporary data. And a lot of the photo journals that are in the main exhibit. But this is a way for us to reach out into the community and hopefully catch people off guard. The exhibit will appear at the library, the Appalachian Public Library, other communities in our area. It'll go to public schools and private schools. And what we want to do is have people who maybe don't normally go to the museum or even unaware of homelessness in our area encounter this in very unexpected places and hopefully encourage them to read more about it and engage the materials.
Jennifer, this exhibit has only been up for a little while now, but are you hearing from people in the community, maybe community leaders, elected officials, are you hearing response from them saying, oh, I guess we do need to take this seriously?
Yes, there's been a lot of buzz around this exhibit. I know a lot of people have shown interest in it, and our government has always been fairly supportive of this issue and wanting to tackle it. And so I think this gives them another opportunity to share it with the wider community so that we can engage more people in this issue.
And briefly, as we wrap up, Jennifer, what would you say is the one priority for the community to tackle to help help homeless people in the area?
I think affordable housing is a very important factor in our community. The housing stock just isn't enough for the people who have low income to afford housing here in the Fox Cities.
Jennifer, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Nick, thanks to you.
Thanks.
We've been talking to Nick Hoffman, chief curator of the History Museum at the Castle in Appleton, and Jennifer Dieter is the Community Relations Director for Homeless Connections. They join us to talk about a new photography exhibit that tells the story of homelessness in the Fox Cities.